This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are the days of the star coach NBA partnership over? Could Luka and Carlisle revive it? Do you even need Carlisle? So this is based off of a Sports Illustrated article. It was talking about, you know, Phil and Jordan, Magic and Riley, and on and on and on and on. If you want to say, you know, Kerr and Curry or whatever. So that seems to be dissipating, where you don't need necessarily the star coach. Like, honestly, you know, LeBron was like, I don't need this coach, I don't need this coach. And he kind of handpicked his coach for the short term, and they ended up winning a championship in Cleveland. So the curiosity kind of went from the how many star coaches are there, and does that pairing with the player still exist? Because I would say Carlisle's like a star coach, if that's a thing. I don't think there's a lot, but
Red Auerbach and Bill Russell.
Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously we're leaving out one that's current, like Pop and Duncan.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Pop is considered, if you give them the talent, think you have to be nervous about Pop in the playoffs.
But how many star coaches do you think there are now? Because obviously I would still say Pop. I would say Kerr. I would say Carlisle. I would say Doc Rivers, even though I don't think that his resume matches up to a couple of them. But I think Doc Rivers is like really, really well known.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because just during that minute that we had, they talked about Nate McMillan is 25-11 and took over for a team that was 14-20 in Atlanta. So I do think the coach can make a difference even in today's NBA. Is Nate McMillan a star coach? No, but if your coach is wrong, if he's not getting through to those players, it doesn't matter how good of a coach you think he is. If he's not getting through to your 12 to 15 guys, that's what worries me at times about this year about Rick Carlisle. It doesn't mean he's a bad coach. Just means, is he reaching this group of guys? Is maybe that different voice, that different mentality, that different type of environment that this coach sets, maybe it's just better for these group of guys. And Nate McMillan has proven he took a team that everybody thought was a bad team that was having a bad year and has turned them into the number four team in the Eastern Conference.
Is this just basketball discussion?
Yeah, so this focuses on basketball because it focused on, like, he just brought up Tim Duncan, and then you can look at so many, I'm not saying all, but so many of the great players, Magic, Riley, we talked about Pop, Isaiah Thomas and Chuck Daly, Olajuwon with Tom Johnovich.
Burr and Casey Jones.
Yeah, like there are so many star players that you get like linked to that coach. Is that going away?
Okay, I didn't want to add, the Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes combination is perfect.
Sure.
You know, obviously Tom Brady with Bill Belichick was wonderful for a long time. So I do wonder, though, and maybe if we're just strictly talking NBA, what is the most important job? And Reggie, we talked about this off air a number of times. The most important job for an NBA coach, is it X's and O's, or is it knowing the players?
I think it's that.
It really depends. And I think that the tough thing about trying to take this to a pro football discussion, NFL discussion, is that the power dynamic is different.
Yeah, that's why.
The coach is on top.
Let's go strictly, specifically NBA.
Staying in the basketball realm, players have so much more power and in not only in like making decisions, because I know people don't find that savory necessarily, but in getting wins and losses. An individual player or players in general mean so much more to making this work. Yes, X's and O's matter, but ultimately you get to the playoffs and there's times where you go, screw X's and O's. Can this guy just get a shot and make it? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that that's an interesting portion of this when you talk about what's important for that role, because you do need to put together a system. You're looking at a team in Milwaukee right now where the players are absolutely good. The team has done a great job putting them together, but the coach doesn't adjust. Mike Budenholzer is not an adjuster, and you've seen them run into walls in the playoffs where you go, they should be able to beat that team, but they're slow to adjust. So there are some of that, but there needs to be some level of understanding what your team needs, what your players need, and what they will endure.
Because Nick Nurse a couple of years ago was the greatest coach ever, right?
Sure. It could change really fast.
And I guess that's the thing is, like, you can have all the talent, but A, if you can't get all the talent to buy in with you, you're screwed. You can know all the guys and get along with them and you got a good team. But if you, like Reggie just said, if you can't draw up the plays for them and they can't do it on their, like LeBron does it on his own.
Yeah.
Like LeBron's like, I got the plays. I'm smarter than most of the coaches when it comes to what's going on the court.
Now, you mentioned Budenholzer. He's 70-30 to return right now per the betting odds. And then if you look at Terry Stotts, he's currently at 29% to come back for the Trailblazers.
Wow.
So, like, and that is, I mean, they've been doing fine, but obviously sometimes that's not good enough. And that was we were all really excited, and that was a very celebrated hire there. And here you have it, 29% that he comes back. Holzer is not that far removed from being the coach of the year, 70%. That he comes back. Brad Stevens looked like he was going to become the next great coach in the NBA. He's at 76% to come back. And so to Corey's point, that shows how quickly it can change, because I guarantee you, if Luka said Carlisle leaves or I leave, see ya.
Yeah.
A lot easier to get another coach.
Oh,
than
yeah.
It is to get another star player.
Magic did it with the dude who won the championship his rookie year.
Yeah, and he's like, this doesn't work for me.
I don't like it. And they're like, all right, we'll get you a new coach.
I do wonder how much pressure a coach can take off of a player sometimes, and if that helps them. Because, like, with Tim Duncan and Pop, you know, Duncan, all he had to do was go out on the court and perform. Because Pop was like, hey, bring all your questions to me. I'm not going to answer them. You know, like he, right. And I know Tim Duncan still had to do media and everything, but he could live a very private life while Pop was taken, you know, for everything that was going on with the team. And Tim Duncan was able to, and everything kind of was like, oh, it goes back to the coach, and they all knew it, and they all know it a lot of times.
But like, okay, so who are the top stars in the NBA right now?
LeBron.
Okay, let's, we're going to go one at a time. Who? LeBron doesn't have a coach.
No.
Like, there's no coach that's going to be associated with LeBron.
Not in, like, a legacy type way. No.
Okay, next.
Maybe the closest thing you get is Eric Spoelstra.
I believe that.
Steph?
Steph, I buy with Steve Kerr. Accepted. Next.
He has a great coach?
He's linked with a great coach is what I'm saying. So Steph and Steve Kerr will be linked. They won 3 championships together, so hooray.
Giannis.
No way. I mean, I just told you, like, his coach might not even stick around.
I'm interested. You might be able to ask the average sports fan, maybe someone who's not like a deep basketball fan, who the coach of the Bucks is. And I'm interested how many times out of 10 they give you the correct answer.
I honest to God would have forgot if you guys wouldn't have said his name in the segment.
It's
I'd be like, crap. The white dude.
It's not Matt LaFleur.
Wisconsin.
I saw him at the A&M game.
Okay.
I mean, Kawhi. Harden, Durant, and
Kawhi has had multiple good coaches.
And that's the thing. There was a time where I would have assumed he would take the mantle and be the next person with Pop, but he's moved on. And by the time his career is over, probably, I mean, it'll be about split. So I don't think that one goes either. KD.
The three guys in Brooklyn right now.
No, none of those guys. So, I mean.
So we're trying to come up with
one. If you
had
to guess right now, Luka?
I think he and Carlisle see the game the same. And they're trying to accomplish the same thing. I think that.
What if the other people surrounding him don't?
Surrounding Rick?
Surrounding Luka, like the other players don't view Carlisle the same way and they can't win.
That's interesting, because there's a lot of guys that seem like Rick guys, except for KP. It seems like every other guy is a Rick guy. Like, I've given you this shot to be an NBA player.
I don't know. I feel like that list is starting to grow of people who aren't Rick guys.
Okay.
You know, and like for a lot of your major moves. You can argue that Rondo and Odom had their own problems, but they're not Rick guys. Dennis Smith Jr. is not a Rick guy. Like, I think you're starting to see, it almost felt like a Carlisle Monte. Guy wasn't, yeah, Monte. It felt like that was indisputable.
OJ
like,
Mayo.
Carlisle gets the right kind of guys and they all work out. But you've seen that chip away a lot over the years.
Can you use that phrase in this town like that without like having an adverse reaction? Right kind of guys?
Oh yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's a Jason Garrett thing there. All right, I'm trying to think of other teams in the NBA, like because Chris Paul's not linked to anybody.
Yeah. Jokic and Mike Malone, they have not won anything. Like, you have to build up to that. So
it's tough because you think about our era. You mentioned, you know, it's Riley and KC Jones, and it's Phil Jackson and Chuck Daly, and then you have Popovich and Phil Jackson again, and. You know, obviously Larry Brown got a lot of credit for what Carlisle couldn't get accomplished when he came there for the championship and
in Detroit.
To your point, it feels like over the last maybe 10 years, the coach has been, I mean, it's happening in Major League Baseball too, but the head coach slash manager is just starting to go down to like, you just need to have the personalities get along. But yes. I do think there's a lot more to it. But we definitely, as media, have taken a lot away from the NBA basketball coach being a major factor in winning and losing. I still think they are, but it's definitely not the same as it was in the 80s, 90s, and through the 2000s.
Do you think of the coach as a factor in winning and losing in the playoffs?
Very much.
Like, as opposed to the regular season.
Players who have more important, because you're making, in a seven-game series, if you listen to any NBA player tell you about a playoff series, Corey, they'll say, after game two, they know everything we're running, and we know everything they're running. There's actually nothing that you can do now when you call out a play. We know exactly where everybody's supposed to go. Now, can the coach make adjustments off of that? Can he put better players in better situations? Can he mix it up a little bit? But every time when you're calling out a play, if you watch Chris Paul, since you like him, watch him in Phoenix in the playoffs. By game three, he will call out all the plays that the other team's running down the court. He'll tell you what they're running. He's like, I know exactly where all five guys are supposed to be on this play at every second of the court.
And I guess that's my curiosity, because like that's what I would assess a lot of the successes in the playoffs and championships too. But LeBron slaps the face of that, right? Like he's like, no, that's it doesn't matter who my coach is. For me, at least, like I guess the rest of my teammates probably need to know where they're supposed to be on this play whenever we got to make a shot in the final final seconds of the game. But that's what you assess the coach for, right? The end of a game in a playoff series. Did he draw up the right play and did they execute it?
And it's not even just plays individually, because basketball is clearly way more free flowing and there's a lot more on the players in the moment on the court, but it's establishing a system. Case in point, you can look at the Warriors. Nothing really changed when it came to their team construction from where they were as a damn near, I think, 50-win team before moving to a championship team after. Besides, you had a guy in Mark Jackson who was a good coach.
Yeah.
But you brought in Steve Kerr, who I'm not even sure if people thought he was a better coach than Mark Jackson at that point, but he was a different coach. And I think that gets to some places where I wonder how much player movement nowadays. And the idea that you're always kind of recruiting your player to stay on board with the way that teams seem to be more willing to move to a different idea at coach.
And from the 214, because people like LeBron want to mold the coach to their liking. I mean, at some point, yeah, I would too. If I had accomplished all of that and I knew exactly what worked and exactly what didn't, and I knew how replaceable coaches were compared to me, I would too. I think we all would. And I think any notion to the contrary is disingenuous.
I think that us, especially in today's game, but even back then, you know, like think of Magic firing his coach.
And Michael
to get
Jordan,
Riley.
The same. It was the same, have the same thing with Doug Collins.
Well, he didn't want to get rid of him. And he hated Phil Jackson, if you read the books, the
first
year or two.
But yeah, then
he realized what. But there has to be this trust between the star player and the coach that eventually you get to. That I will do that because I believe that if I do it, we will have success. And that's the tough part of the coach, because if the main player won't believe in that, then you got to get rid of the coach. No matter how great a coach he is, if your star player doesn't believe that will work, you have to get rid of him.
Couple more quick basketball notes for you. If you get the chance to look at this, it's pretty cool. Giannis gave a pair of his sneakers after the game to an 8-year-old and walked up into the stands, and they had a little sign that said, "Today is my eight-year-old's birthday. You want to trade shoes?"
Nice.
And so
Did he take the 8-year-old kid's shoes?
Really impractical, and she couldn't walk on the way out. No, I'm just kidding. He did not. He did not take
just tripping over those huge shoes.
Still snowing in Milwaukee.
He did not take the kid's shoes. It was a boy, not a girl. I apologize. And so he just gave the shoes over, which was really cool. And then also,
that's unfortunate for all the 7-year-olds that were sitting around there, though. Yeah, you know,
should have had a better sign. You know what I'm saying? Is Russell Westbrook is the first player with 6 straight 15-assist games since John Stockton in December of 1990.
They clinched a playoff berth last night?
They lost. Atlanta beat them.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're going
to get good for him with his individual statistics.
They're
going
to get in. The Bulls can't win games to save their life.
You going to win a championship, though? You think?
Hell no.
Well,
and see, that's
individual
the way
stats are important. So
wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.